read your label if it say wheat, it ought to open your eyes. Okay. Oaks products. Okay, now you do the first letter. Oh, he tried to trick me. Spell is a grain too. That's not too common. It's becoming more common around here in your health food places, but it's not a grain that's common to us, but it is to the Middle East and some of the Latin American places are plentiful in spell. You look for spell. You can do the next one. Ha ha! You made it easy for me. Thank you very much. And then you can do the first letter. You look for rye. That's a grain.
Oh,
that's good.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't think I can spell barley, do you? Oh, you. Barley.
Barley.
These are the five grains. And the why of these five grains is because the flour of these five grains is what we make bread with. Not the five grains themselves, but the what?
Flour
of those five grains. Did I spell it right?
I like that one. Flour.
The flour of those five grains. Okay. The flour of those five grains is what's used to make bread with. Mm-hmm. Now notice the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Not the Feast of Unleavened Juice. The Feast of Unleavened Bread. Not the Feast of Unleavened Gum. I know all of the surrounding things, but I'm going to get you to the flour. Now this flour, when introduced to leavening, I didn't spell it right, but that's close enough, and water. Okay, now you can erase all of that and put it up neat. Remember what's up there? Okay. So it takes three things to make bread. Flour of one of those five grains. Leavening. And water. And you pop it in the oven and it'll rise. Without the leavening, it won't rise. The flour of any other grain, you can introduce the leaven and the water, and it won't rise.
Thank you.
Can I have a blessing? Speaking of blessings, since y'all blessing. I don't do this, but I'm going to do it today. I want everybody that got a dollar to give me a dollar. Since y'all blessing in the blessing mood, who gave you the authority to bless?
God.
What about the ATM thing?
I said give me a dollar. I said anybody that has a dollar. That was my... You're not a very good listener. We had a lesson on listening. I didn't say you have to fry a dollar up. I didn't say anybody that has a dollar, give me a dollar. If you don't have a dollar, don't worry about it. I'm going to bless you. that you have a dollar. Wow,
that's good. I'm going to put your dollar in.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you for blessing.
Not that I don't appreciate your dollar. It's changing.
Thank you.
I'm
doing
it.
This
is
all I have.
Perfect. No,
right
it's not all you have.
Right now.
I know. But, so you have four right now. That was all I had. Thank you. All right, anybody else? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Right, this is my Friday money for my...
This is my sandwich contest. Get a basket of cash.
Three ways. First place winner, second place winner,
right,
third
yeah.
place. Y'all remember who y'all are?
Yes,
sir. We're going to have, you're judging in three categories. First category is originality. The second category is presentation. I'll have this for you. And the third category is taste.
You got to have plating. You got to work on your plating. Work on your plate.
Originality.
Oh, Lord.
Got to work on your plating.
Presentation.
That's when the artistic skills come together.
We're going to be the judge, you know. And so... we're going to score on this way. Each judge is going to give you a score from 1 to 10.
Oh.
1 be the lowest and 10 be the highest. And then we're going to add up the three judges' score and choose first place, second place, third place.
You need another judge, Bishop, because I'm not
okay. That's all right. It's just whatever you say is right.
I like
and
that.
You can't be wrong.
I like that.
Big bucks.
Bend the wheel, Bishop.
We know you will judge a righteous judge, and that's all that counts. I was hurt. I did like Jesus. I wept. Granddaughter thought I couldn't be impartial.
Impartial judge.
Be like the judges that sit on the bench and have to recuse
well,
themselves.
Well, at least I came up with the prize money.
It was important that we have money, huh? Let our last year's winner stand up. She shall always be honored as the first. And see, that's what I'm talking about, is creating tradition. Like one of our traditions that we have doing, we have the Lord's Bounty.
That's the tabernacle.
We put names into a basket and we pull out, y'all that have been around, you know, and we pull out and they get
monetary.
The Lord's Bounty. That's one of our traditions that we do here. So we try to build little traditional things around our celebrations, and that's what you have to do. But it's all in the theme of the celebration itself. That's what everybody that celebrates anything does. And all of the symbols always represent something. People say, why do we do this? You know, you see the swish, everybody know what it is, right? It's a symbol. It represents
Nike.
Right. Yes. Now I'm going to throw you a curveball. That's why he said dress becoming holy.
Ooh.
Because it represents something.
Represent.
It all represents something. It tells you, it identifies you as, and they work for
Beats
Music, right?
Yeah.
So you see that B, and it's becoming more and more prevalent on the headphones and everything. Mm-hmm. You know it represents Dr. Dre's beat.
Dr. Dre beat.
That symbol, something, right? So everything, every symbol represents something, and it's there for that purpose. And the more powerful
the
organization, the more powerful.
The symbol.
And the more money it's worth, too.
Yeah, there's more valuable it is.
More valuable.
And it's called branding.
That's it. The Apple logo.
And so when you don't dress
millions of
dollars, you take away from the branding.
Mm-hmm. I got to use that one.
You know.
Don't dress.
You take away from the branding. You're not identifying at any organization. If you don't wear their uniform, oh, no. Oh, there's one other thing I want to do. Let me finish this. Very good. Five grains, leaven and water, flour. Causes those five grain nerves to rise. Okay. So when you're reading your labels, trying to figure out, can I eat this? First thing you know to look for is this. Wheat. Oh, spelled right. Now, its whole form is not going to rise by itself. It needs water, flour. I'm not water, flour. It needs water and leaven. Now, draw me up the shoot arrow right there. Yeah, there you go. Now put under that yeast, baking powder, baking soda. Yeast is a natural leavening. Baking powder and baking soda are chemical leavenings. Put it underneath. It's underneath. Yes. Don't get the black stuff on you. You can help. I don't want your parents beating me up. You know, I went to this college, too. Yeah, white. Yeah. You got to get all this white clean. That ain't coming out. Oh, my goodness. You got to get extra spot. $2 for each spot. You know. Okay, so. You may read it and it says leaven then. Right? Or I-N-G. Usually it'll say the I-N-G. E-I-N-G, one of them, anyway. It don't just say leaven, it'll say leavening. And that's because we call all of those leavenings. So they just put the generic term so that they don't have to spell it out. It costs more money to have to, every time you change leavening, because this day they may use yeast, and the next time baking powder is cheaper and they use baking powder. Than you. So they just put leavening. So anytime you see leavening and water and a flour, it might just say flour. Uh-oh. You don't know which flour it is. So it may have leaven. Because it had the water, the leavening, and the flour. So stay away from it. But if you take away either one of those, it's fine because you're not going to have leavened bread. Yeast by itself is not going to cause anything to rise. Yeast spores are automatically in the air. In the old, like during Israel time, they had to collect it. I'm getting too far in the weeds. I got to do all this real quick. Okay, so yeast is in the air. That's what you see on your fruit, the little white stuff. That's yeast. The ancients learned how to collect that stuff, and that's how they made their dough rises with the yeast that they learned to make yeast cultures. The Egyptians, I think it was, the Egyptians about 5,000-6,000 years ago, were the first to start collecting it and became fleshmen and all the other people that the little Indian guy with the Indian head, the hairdresser. Okay, those are, and baking powder, baking soda. Baking soda is a leavening agent. Anybody got a hat? Baking soda biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Them's good.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, when I grew up, we used baking soda for everything. Cook, wash, brush your teeth, everything. Everything. So when we went to store, Mom just said, get some baking soda, because she can use it for all that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's what you look for. You read a candy bar, right? If it got wheat, it should catch your eye. You know. But if it doesn't have leavening, then you're fine. Or if it has leavening but don't have any of those grains, because sometimes leavening is used simply as a preservative. Questions? Because I can go on. So that's what you look for. And the reason is these will cause this to rise. Now, if it's just oats, without, because you got to cook it with water, but it doesn't have any leaven in it, it's not gonna rise to the extent where you have leavened bread. Mm-hmm. Now, I know a lot of you probably been taught different, so follow your ancestors and your conscience. I'm just telling you, you know, what will really happen and why, so. You know, everything we do. Or you tell. So that's what you look for, those five grain, the water, and the flour of those five grain. And one of these leavening agents or just leavening. Mm-hmm. All right, when you're looking to say, what can I eat? But the overriding thing is this, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So give those bread products up for a year. I know y'all going to have some good old tasting cake.
A week.
Yeah, I said a year. It's so easy now, huh? And now for a whole year, it goes for a week. They didn't ask us to give it up for a whole year.
A week. You will lose some weight.
We would have thought he said a year.
You will lose some weight. Nothing wrong with that.
How do you like that for a recovery?
That's a good one.
That's what you call smooth.
No, that was, I figured you did it on purpose.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, where am I? Last thing we're going to do, then we're going to have a carryover. We usually do our willingness march. Remember I was telling you about symbols earlier?